This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Last year, we reported on a movie clip that sparked a nationwide buzz in the African-American community. The 3.5-minute excerpt from Diary of a Tired Black Man was emailed all over the country and featured on several nationally syndicated black radio shows. It raised issues that have been of great concern to people of color, from interracial dating to whether the anger of African-American women makes them undateable. Now the full-length film is hitting the big screen. The movie's director says he hopes it will spark a discussion and help heal the community. NPR's Allison Keyes went to the film's New York premiere to gauge reaction.
Animated knots of African-American men and women dot the lobby of the Brooklyn Academy of Music's theater, waiting for the film to begin. One group snakes around first-time director Tim Alexander, intently debating which sex is responsible for the perceived rift between them.
We have too much at stake here to be arguing back and forth who's right and who's wrong.
Brooklyn business professor Judith Lavelle is sitting with her boyfriend. Many heads nod as Lavelle talks about how upsetting she finds the division she sees between black men and women.
I think men are angry and women are angry and our children, God knows.
Lavelle was skeptical of the premise of the film, which follows the trials and tribulations of a successful black man and the angry African-American women he encounters. She has a question for Alexander.
So there's no finger pointing?
A finger always has to be pointed somewhere because somebody did something.
Alexander says his film is an answer to movies like 1995's Waiting to Exhale, where four women are figuratively holding their breath and suffering through much drama in their search for a decent black man to date. Alexander feels their point of view has been buried in an avalanche of books, movies, and media stories that paint African-American men as creeps who mistreat women.
Women have a tendency to point fingers with acrylic nails on them very effectively at men. And men don't really point back.
He says his movie teaches black women the error of their ways. And he says he's gotten a positive response from many of them.
They said, thank you for showing it to me. I never thought about it like that. I never really looked at me.
The movie starts with the original clip, and the audience is into it from the start.
I am not a weak black man. I am a tired black man.
Woo! I like this.
The film follows Alexander around, showing the clip to various African Americans on the streets of several cities and features people talking about what they perceive the problem to be. But during the Q&A after the movie, people in the crowd, like Makuna Kalanji, had some pointed criticism.
I dug the piece. You know, nobody was really discussing the fact that, you know, as a people collectively, we're oppressed, and a lot of the problems that we experience is a reflection of the fact that we don't control the circumstances that surround our existence in our own communities, lives, or anything.
Can we elevate this conversation?
Brittany Reed liked the movie, but she's frustrated. Like many women who stayed to ask questions, Reed says she hoped for a discussion that would bring people together rather than blaming black women for whatever seems to be keeping African-American men and women from dealing with each other in a positive manner.
He's demonizing black women. He's making us seem like we're the worst thing, you know, like he's bitter.
Statistically, it's clear there's a problem. Here's one example. 1970 census data shows 57% of black men and 54% of black women were married. By 2005, those figures had dropped to 42 and 35% respectively. Alexander's movie, Diary of a Tired Black Man, has been shown at film festivals in New York, London, and Los Angeles. It opens for a limited run in Detroit on Friday. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.